Hi, once again, my beautiful unicorns. Welcome back to another episode of Unicorns Do Exist. I am your host, Vanessa. Should we do glasses or no glasses? Let's try these glasses for today. So I got to go see Cardi B this past week. Amazing show, amazing performance, amazing ass sits that she has. It's just like, I took me a while to be a Cardi B fan, I'm not gonna lie, but the more I get to know her and hear her speak and everything about her is just, and I'll sing her perform. Definitely a fan. Like, homegirl is definitely a unicorn and a smart one too. A boss, mom, a boss, babe, a boss, 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 boss. Everything and just like a powerhouse of energy. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I wish I was more like that, but that's just not my character. That's not me. But I do admire and respect her hustle and everything that she represents. With that being said, the concert was amazing. It was one of her first shows. Oh, that's why I was talking about it, because I was gonna do the schoolgirl outfit and everything got here yesterday. And the concert was last Wednesday. So, needless to say, these glasses stay. I gotta wear them for something, right? So, with that being said, we just had Valentine's. And with Valentine's, we have a lot of galentines, which honestly, I think are amazing. Women celebrating women is loving on women, loving on their friends, enjoying each other's company is one of my favorite things in the world. Hence why I have the podcast. I want to bring, because not everybody has a group of friends like this, but I want to bring friendship. I want to bring friendship and words of empowerment to women everywhere, wherever they are. If they're alone, you're not alone anymore. You have me. Because I've been in a very dark place, a very alone place, and not until recently that I realized that I've had friends, but they were always long distance. They were high school friends, and I didn't live around them that much. And that is on me because I moved a lot. But not until recently did I start to like care and nurture my friendships a lot more. Hence the Galentine's. This is my second Galentine's that I'm a part of with my sister and her friends. And this is a group of friends that have been friends since high school. And it has its pros and cons, but the most beautiful part is they all celebrate each other. So this episode is for them. Because honestly, I think it was the fact that I used to think I was too broken, too emotional. I didn't grow up with a healthy example of women supporting each other for a long time. My tias, they love each other, but they always talk shit about each other. We already know that. And they know that. They're sisters. They have to be in each other's lives. Like, I'm always going to be in my sister's life, and I can talk shit about her because she's my sister. No one else can do it, but I can do it. And that's a different type of friendship. Not everybody gets to choose their sisters. This is my second Galentine's. I did celebrate it with my sister because ever since I moved back, she's become my best friend. And I've seen all her friends since she was little because she grew up with them. And as the older sister, I've been there, I've seen their friendships. And it made me realize how beautiful and important it is to have these kind of friendships. Before, I was the type of girl that would go into a relationship and that was it. That relationship was my life. And I was thinking, like, why did I do that? Why did I exclude myself from certain events? I was invited sometimes and then I would not go, or I would feel guilty for going without my partner. And I don't know who else does this, but I realized that that wasn't healthy. That was not healthy. Maybe I would have been a better partner if I would have gone, if I would have had a chance to have real friendships, like the ones you can call and complain about the same thing 1,000 times. And every single time you complain, they listen. And every single time they act like it's the first time and they just listen. They don't necessarily have to solve it. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Those kind of friendships. I've never had a friend where I called 5, 10 times a day. And honestly, at first, I was so thrown off by this. My friend, who has also become my best friend, she started calling me and then calling me. And I was like, what is this girl calling me for? Like, what is she? We just talked. And I didn't understand that that is what a normal friendship does. You talk to your friends all the time. I didn't have that. I talked to my partner all the time, all day long with my partner. And so when that relationship ended, you can see how it's so much more devastating and so much scarier when you don't have a strong foundation of friends. I was lucky enough to, like I said, have my sisters. They got me through the majority of it. I moved back to the desert where I had older friends that I had when I was single, and meeting up with them and getting to see them again and rekindling our friendship, because it's still a relationship, helped me so much through this last breakup or separation, divorce, whatever you want to call it. And it made me realize how much I've missed out. Seriously missed out. Now I regret when my coworkers, I became friends. My other friends invited me out and I would not go simply because my partner wasn't coming, or simply because I didn't want to ask. I didn't want to make them feel excluded. And it's something I did to myself, completely, completely unaware of the damage I was doing, of the amazing friendships I was missing out on because of that. To a certain point, I think you also have to be able to comfortably tell your partner, like, hey, this is what I want, this is what I want to do. But I don't know if it was me. Yeah, it's probably me. I think it was me. I don't mean friendships like, you know, like high school ones, where you're conditioned to compete with each other for attention. Women are ideally raised to compete for boys, attention, validation. That's not what I'm talking about. Those are not the kind of friendships we're here to celebrate. Those are not the kind of friendships we want. We want friendships where your friends help you rebuild what life broke in you. That could be broken from childhood, broken from a relationship, broken from events in life. The community that you surround yourself, the women you surround yourself, will help build you back up. Healing is definitely easier when you're not doing it alone. Because your friends become the family you choose. And sometimes these friendships will show you what love really looks like. What unconditional, silly, funny love looks like. Like telling my friend, I need a fart. That is something I didn't really do. I felt like I had to be this other person with my friends. And then I'm like, oh my God, I just kept doing it. So for all of my ladies that feel alone, I've been there. I get it. But you don't have to be alone. And I do hear a lot of women say, like, it's hard to make new friends when you're older. And I think it's because we're all scared and conditioned to, like, you know, feel not necessarily competitive of each other, but like judgmental or in our heads. But if we actually think about it, there's so many women out there that are looking for a group of friends. And not everyone's going to click with everyone. That is fine. But what a healthy friendship looks like is women who celebrate you when you win. Not just the ones that are just there when you're sad and broken, but the ones that also are there for you when you win, to celebrate you and when things are going your way, to cheer you on. The ones that don't get jealous when you grow, or the cute guy likes you, and especially the ones that help you feel like some sort of like lightness when you talk to them, joy, like, I'm carrying this, let me talk to you. And then after that, you feel better. Those kinds of friendships, not the ones that drain you, not the ones that you feel like I have to perform. This is like, you know, not real, no substance. Some relationships that I've had for so long, I feel like I just had them because I had them. Sometimes they have no substance, and that drained me. I dreaded, like, oh my God, I don't want to go to this event, or I don't want to go to that event. I don't know if we're actually have anything in common anymore. And they don't always have to be there. You don't have to call them 10,000 times. There's different kinds of friendships, like friendships that no matter how long time goes by, you see each other and it clicks. You're back to being in high school, and you're back to laughing, and you're back to your old silly self. And then there's some that you need every day. You need their connection. You need their their input. You need to vent. Where you are emotionally safe. You can cry, you can vent. Like I said, it could be messy. And all of these are reciprocated. Because a true friendship is someone that is willing to give as well as receive. Someone that is willing to share as well as listen. It's not always a one-way street. It shouldn't be. Because just like people give to you, you should also be able to give to them. And healthy friendships don't always sound like, girl, let's get drunk. Because life sucks. Because this and this and that. They sound like, girl, let's heal. Let's grow up. Let's go to the gym. Let's do a vision board. These are the types of friendships that are going to feed you, not just emotionally, but mentally as well. These are the types of friendships we need to have more of. These are the types of friendships I wish on everybody. Because your partner is a beautiful thing, and your partner is something that should also be your friend, but not your only one. Your partner cannot carry all your emotions, neither should they. They should not have to carry all your emotions, because that's when you start to drag them down with all of the baggage. There's some things that are meant for your partner, some things that are not. There's some things that are meant just for your girlfriends, just like there's some things that are just meant for your partner. So the village is what's going to help you have a healthier, one, persona, so that you can have a healthier relationship. So I do feel like for maybe a little bit, I was hurting my relationship by making them everything, by putting everything on them, expecting them to fill all of my friendship cups when it was just one person. I feel like a lot of women do this with their husbands and expect them to, you know, be their best friend for everything. And it's like, well, no, your husband should not have to do that. You should have other friends. You should be able to go and vent and talk, have a coffee, get a workout in, whatever it is that needs to feed you, your soul, for yourself, so that you could be a better wife or partner, as well as mothers. What I started to do was to be able to have these friendships, like genuine friendships, was I started by choosing me. I chose myself, putting me first, giving myself, being honest with myself and telling myself what it is that I needed or wanted, whether it was from my body, from my time, from my energy. When you raise your standards for how you treat yourself, you naturally attract women who match that energy. Even if you guys are very polar opposites, because my friend and I are super polar opposites, but the energy is the same. The attitude's the same. The personality might not be the same, but the energy is matched. And that's the most important part. Put yourself in a room where women are growing. This is another thing I did. At first, I latched onto my sisters. But eventually, I also know that just like my partner doesn't have to fill all my buckets and love me and be there for me 100% of the time, neither do my sisters. That's not their job. Their job, they have their own lives. They have their own relationships. I can't expect them to be there for me 100% of the time. I think my baby sister thought that in the beginning, and she felt guilty or bad. And I told her, you know, now that I'm in a better place, I tell her all the time, like, no, it's okay. It's not your job to make me feel better. It's not your job to, you know, carry me when I'm sad. I'll tell you what your job is. I'll tell her, like, no, you're coming with me on this trip because I need you. But other times it's like, no, it's not completely up to her. I'm not going to do the same thing to her. I'm going to drag her down. I'm going to annoy her. And it's not going to be a healthy relationship. That's why you need multiple friends, a group of friends. I'm not saying you need like 10 friends. You can have a couple, 3, 4, 5, but real ones. I have my workout friend. I have my lunch friend. I have my let's go get mani-pedis friend. I have my business friend. Some of them can be together. Some of them can be separate. They're all there to help you fill up a cup. So another thing I did was start to put myself out there. I joined online communities. I joined a business mastermind. I started reaching out to old friends that I remember having in the desert. asking for a coffee, hanging out, maybe going to the gym. This is a big one for me. Joining a run club. There's so many beautiful people at run clubs. This is another thing. You got to start investing in yourself. Start investing in a gym membership. Invest in a yoga class. Invest in you. Because this is how you want the world to treat you. If you can invest $40, $50 a month to go to the gym, no one's going to want to invest $40, $50 to take you on a date or hang out with you. This is a little more for the dating part, but still, like, as a woman, you need to invest in yourself. You have to. Because that's how you want the world to treat you. It doesn't have to be $1,000. It doesn't have to be a crazy amount. There's, like, I think $20 memberships. Start small, but start giving you the friendship that you want. Start being that friend that you crave and desire for yourself so that you can attract that same thing. It's all energy. So anywhere women gather, I would, you know, go, show up. I have a two-year-old. I started going to swimming practices with him and using him as my excuse to go to the kids club and things like that, little by little. And then that's how you start building conversations. And don't be afraid to say hi or a smile. Sometimes a smile goes a long way. Be the friend you wish you had. Send the first text. Give the compliment. Celebrate something that you see them do. Good. I had yoga this morning. I did vinyasa this morning, and which is like yoga Pilates in a hot room. A very hot room. Okay? It's my first time in the hot room. I did vinyasa before, but it was in a room temperature room. No, this time it was in the hot room. Anyway, and the instructor is pregnant. And I overheard a little bit at the end of the class how she felt like she failed. She felt like she didn't give her best in the class. And she's like, oh my God. She's like, I feel so bad. I failed my class and I feel like I couldn't keep going. I couldn't do more poses. Obviously, she's pregnant. This is a challenging class. And in my mind, I was thinking, it was my first hot class. In my mind, I was thinking, oh my God, this class is so challenging. I love it. Even the playlist, I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan, but even the playlist was amazing. I was like, okay, Taylor, I'm vibing with this music. I thought it was one of the best classes I've ever been to. So as a woman that was pregnant before and has felt like defeated or like I suck or like I'm no fun, I made it a point after class to go up to her and tell her, thank you so much. This was one of the best classes I've ever been to. It was challenging. It was fun. It was easy to follow. Even the playlist, I literally said, I don't even like Taylor Swift like that. Not that I dislike her. I don't listen to her like that. But this playlist was amazing. And so she told me it's on Spotify. I just have to look it up. But be that friend. Be that person that you wish someone could be for you. And I remember listening to her thinking, when I was laying still on the mat, I was just laying there thinking like, oh my God, thank God it's over. Because it was very challenging. But then I overheard her and I thought, oh my God, I want to give her a hug and tell her like, oh my God, girl, no. You are probably like 5-6 months pregnant. I'm not. And I can barely get through the class. There's other people in the class also like needing to rest. And they weren't pregnant. So, mama, you're killing it. You're creating a human. You're above everybody as it is. So that's what I mean by be the friend you wish you had. Send the first text. Give the first compliment. Celebrate another woman that you see winning or reach out when you see them going through something. A lot of the times when women are going through things, they don't want to say or talk about it and things like that. And because it's difficult, it's hard. Especially if you're conditioned or you were trying to keep it to yourself or don't out your dirty laundry. But if you know that they're going through something, even if they don't open up and they don't share, it means the world. I've been there. I know it does. And also, it's okay to release the friendships that only extend around unhealthy habits or because you feel obligated. Not saying the whole, oh, I'm protecting my peace, like I'm not gonna help you move. No, show up for your friend. Even though you don't want to do it, show up. Help her move, okay? I needed that. It's okay to go out of your way to help your friend. That's not what I'm referring to. I'm referring to the ones that, bring you down verbally or emotionally or literally just have bad habits. The ones that you probably shouldn't go out with this friend because you're gonna get trashed. Actually, I have one of those. It's so much fun going out with her too, though. Maybe don't go out every day. Go out every other weekend, type of thing. Because drinking buddies aren't always real friends. I talked about this before. When I decided to take my drinking seriously, or pretty much like be more aware of my drinking and my surroundings, I realized that some of my friendships or the people I hung out with, I just don't hang out with them as much because I don't, that's not something I'm actively doing or an interest of mine anymore. So it's okay to release those kind of friendships. And then another tip, the fifth and final one would be let yourself be seen, be vulnerable, be honest, be yourself. Don't be afraid to say, I need to fart. If you need to fart with your friends, I mean, don't say it in public. I was like that. I wouldn't even swear sometimes. But I've learned that vulnerability is the bridge that connects you to other people. You don't have to trauma dump. Just be real. Just be honest. Just be yourself. Your right people will find you. The people that belong with you will find you. I know for a fact that this time around, the friendships that I've created, the friendships that I have, helped me heal so much faster than when I was alone. I've said this before, but if you're new to the podcast, I've had not one but two 50-150 holds in my past. I've been in a path of drinking daily, overweight, unhealthy, and I was going through it alone for the most part. In a sense where I didn't have any friends. I put so much on my brothers and sisters and my parents. I put so much on their plate that it wasn't fair. It wasn't fair. And it took me years. It took me years to heal, but I did it. I did the work. And you can do it too. But it's definitely easier and faster when you have real friends, a support system, friends that want to see you grow. I remember in LA, in my lowest, is where I found Herbalife. And that group of people, the team, those friends, though they became friends and they helped me tremendously. The business itself was what got me in and it was fun. However, the friendships is what kept me there. The friendships that I made, the connections. And I'm so grateful for every single human that has extended themselves as a friend to me. Because I was able to rebuild my life physically, emotionally, spiritually. I'm a mother now. I have a podcast. I make money online. I found myself all over again. And if I can grow from this, being at that very, very low state, you can grow from anything. You really can. If you're still here in this physical world, it's because God wants you here. Trust me, if He didn't, He would just take you. It's God. As bad as that sounds, if God did not want you here, you wouldn't be here. And that's a fact. You cannot, like, no one can argue that. So the fact that you're still here means that you belong here. And there's way more growth to be done. And the more we share love and community and help others grow, the better the world will get, the sooner the But the sooner, the faster the world will get. The faster the world will get better. I promise I know how to speak. So remember that you're not too far gone. You're not too broken. You're not too much. You're not too late. You're perfect the way you are. Start loving yourself like you would your best friend. And that's how you will attract them. Start respecting yourself like you would your friend. So many people talk to themselves so bad. And I always think, when I hear my friends talk to themselves bad or say something mean to themselves, I was like, excuse me, but would you talk to me like that? Would you tell me that? They're like, well, no. I'm like, exactly. So why are you telling yourself that? Why are you telling yourself that you're fat, that you're ugly? And then, no. You wouldn't want to be friends with me either if I would spoke that way to you. So don't do that. And it's a habit. It's just a habit. It's going to take time to unlearn this habit. But this is how you start. The moment you start to think a bad thought, say, no, thank you. You don't have to rebuttal it. You can. The next step would be switching it. But just at least say, no, thank you. No, thank you. If you think I'm too fat, be like, I appreciate my body for where it's at. It's getting better. Change it. I appreciate for my body for where it's at. It's getting better. Oh, I'm too ugly. God made me so imperfect. God made me so imperfect. God doesn't make mistakes. You don't absolutely have to say, oh, I'm beautiful, I'm beautiful, I'm beautiful. No, but you can definitely start small. I love talking about self-affirmations because that's what's changed my life since I started retraining my brain. Affirmations, journaling, and talking to myself, being kinder to myself. Now I sometimes, one of my friends, I always thought, I'm like, don't you ever look at yourself? And I'm like, damn, I'm so pretty. I am so beautiful. I'm gorgeous. Like, I get taken back. And at the beginning, when I probably said this, I didn't believe it. But late nowadays, I look at myself and I'm like, I believe it. And the more I say it, the more I believe it. The more I fall in love with myself. And the more I can tell my friends the same thing. I tell my sister all the time, you are so beautiful. My brothers, I tell them all the time, you are so handsome. You're so handsome. Because in a world where so many people want to bring you down and so many things are telling you, you got to look like this, you got to look like that. I am not going to contribute to that, especially when it comes to my family. So thank you again for staying with me to the end. Send this to your friend that needs to hear it. Send it to someone you want to be friends with. Let them know, hey, let's have some coffee. Let's go on a run or on a hike. If this episode makes you feel seen, supported, or a little less alone, make sure you follow me and the podcast so you never miss an episode. And don't forget, unicorns do exist. You're listening to one. Bye.